metastasis. Maybe we'll come back to that clean.
The Maisa, last time we spoke about the
halacha of all asking going to repair me, the Maisa normally the halacha is shmus to shmus, but mokum mitzvahs are out. I mean, you can ask a miracle, it's an Isra Bonon, to do an Isra Drabonon for the search mitzvah, for a mitzvah purpose. That's normally the halacha we take on. Roy will be showing take on like this, and tomorrow. And therefore, it's only mutter for a drabonon. Actually, I was just looking today, because someone asked me today about the cruise. We heard the shiur, we spoke about the cruise. And we said that on a cruise, you can't ask the guy to put food in the oven for you. No? Yeah, because the chayyur, even though it's a drabonon, a zora, the guy's cooking for you. Something's got a big liquid.
It's not cooking.
What?
It's not cooking for you. It's warming up the food.
Depends. If it's a solid, then it's the aim shlach mish. But a liquid, the chayyur, a machbu, yish shlach mish. So that's much worse. But today I was just looking at my notes, and one scribe said very interesting what he says actually. He says, even when it's Muslim serve a mitzvah, some people want the time, some people want the time lesson, because remember, that it's Muslim serve a mitzvah.
Yeah.
Which is a good time, I said, you need a hot meal. Now, I don't know what they serve on a cruise. I don't believe you're just getting a normal home marriage meal. I haven't been on one of these cruises, but I don't believe you're just getting a basic meal. You have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I'd be very surprised if you're getting just a very, very basic meal. So here the Poskim say, you're allowed to say a mitzvah to this Rabbanon. So we spoke about asking a goy to go and fetch wine from a neighbor, it's a Rabbanon in the streets, to get lechem mishnah, that's mutter, a hot food is mutter, but shalom for Shabbos day is mutter, that's also allowed. But the Poskim say, as he brings down here, so I want to say what he says, you're allowed to ask for fish, meat, Shabbos morning is waiting after chomps as well, but he says, kegel, salad, drinks, and desserts, the chor is not enough on the surface for the food. So I don't know what the guy is eating up there for you, yeah? But I don't believe he's just doing the basics.
It's dry, whatever it is.
What?
It's
what?
Dry, whatever it is.
No soup?
No, he's done not. Don't put the soup in this. No, you get one meal with
that. I can't be on a cruise without chicken soup. I'm not much of an expert. I don't believe they're just giving a basic meal.
Friday night.
Liquidy, yeah? I mean, you have to ask the people who've been in this room. I don't think it's a basic meal. Tell me the truth.
No soup? You can have a nice meal, but not...
It's a basic meal. It's a
short
serving. It's a short serving. Then you can make
it. Say on the cruise first.
You can ask the soup. You can admit it. Then. Yeah. I don't want the soup.
Okay. Well, if you've got this head of short serving mitzvah, you have to know what you're doing. Right? You're relying on this head of short serving mitzvah. Again, the Mishmur says the Chatchin should rely on
this. Because it has to be huge ones already.
Yeah, but I'm saying the Mishmur says himself the Chatchin should rely on this. Yeah. So you're talking about Erev Shabbos, you know it's going to happen. You have to know.
Am I happy with my meal? I don't need soup. It's a mess, an extra. Oh, you make Shabbos to have soup. Is that okay?
No, that's what I'm telling you. The Mishnah says that you can't ask to bring loads of drinks for you. You like beer. You can't ask them to go to bring
beer. It's not a meal. It's not a drink.
It's part of the dessert. It's no good. Kegel is no good.
Soup is part of the dessert.
Kegel is also Shabbos.
It is. I'm saying you can ask for basics. That's what I'm saying. It's not for mitzvah. It's not for everything. It's
for
Even though it's got liquid in it, it's still okay.
What?
Even though it's got liquid in it, that's okay.
The liquid's very dodgy. You've got Shiloh Bishol.
You've got challenge, always. It's not always.
It's a specific Shiloh, whether you can take on like a Bishlach or Bishlach or Lach in such a case. That's the thing to ask a competent rabbi. Such a case, that's not what I'm saying. That's a bit of a shadow, isn't it? Yeah, it's worse, a liquid.
Is it allowed to do it on the
Talis, on the crew? Talis, you do it on the Shabbos before you cook it. You can't eat it on Shabbos before you can cook it, and you can't eat it on Shabbos before you cook it. Now, question by my father, Eluf came back to. Now, that is the shadow of the Raisa. Many times, that's the shadow of the Eastern Raisa. Because there, the Moshe said, post falls down, you're going to lay it back on the Eluf. So it's a better falls down, you're going to knock it back on. That is the shadow of the Raisa. Of that, we saw from Mr. Roy last time, British and Paul, actually, one shitted and shown him which holds that you can ask the goy to turn mitzvah in for this and racer. Now, we don't rely on this normally. The Ramah says already that there used to be a minute that the goy used to light the candles. On Shabbos time, the goy used to light the candles because it was dark. And the Ramah says that's not right. You should not rely on this shit. Even though there's one shitted about the itzu who holds. That for Tzorah Shabbos, that we can do a certain mitzvah, even Issa Dereisa, that's about it. When is that Reish Ayinvov?
Is it not an animal?
Oh, I just want to bring that one to the Moshe. Yes, you can put a lot of money in your hand in there and it's sort of Shabbos. Some say that's also going to light a net, it's a racer. So Shabbos is really, I mean, you heard the affidavit of Nachum Gemurah, but Rabbi Yitzchak's mother, that's about the Itzel. Shabbos is there, no, Rabbi Nachum Gemurah, I'm not going to do that. And he says, the aim of the Rabbi, yes, the Hachna Mokhush in circle. The Ramah is Machle, it was, you should not rely on Ishita. And the Mishnah Gemurah brings down that the Maisa of many posts can help, is wrong to rely on Ishita, actually, on Ishita. And therefore, he says that Mishnah Gemurah, you should not rely on Ishita. The Mishnah Gemurah said, for Mokhush, Mutra Loimalei Yehudi, you're not going to go in, the second is the Eirish Niskalkal. Now, at least again, the Losh again, see this whole shit tonight. That you're allowed to ask who's going to fix up the Irish and Scottish Shabbos, go ruin them Shabbos, because they should not be rubbing the Elisha. Because if you don't fix it, then you're going to carry it. They don't know you can't carry it. So, because of that, in order not to make a rubbing to an Issa Dereisa of carrying, so it's Kedai, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedai, by the Itan Isma, God, I had to shush that meal, you're allowed to ask who's going to Issa, I feel we're not a Dereisa, even though it's Issa Dereisa, but mock a Mitzvah Rabbin, where there's a Mitzvah Rabbin involved. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off with a Nichshol, and it ends off with a Mitzvah Rabbin. That's very interesting what it means, exactly, yeah? So in Aruch HaShabbos over here, he brings down this thing. And his Shai was what Shai was tonight. I forgot what the heading is tonight, actually. The heading is...
Open the Chazin HaDol.
Oh, the lights in the shul are off. Can you ask with God to put the lights on the shul? Now, don't think it's a new Shai, actually. It's a very, very old Shai. In... The Urza Shabbos, he brings down from the Lid Yehuda had the Shaila. No Yehuda was asked this question. I am says to Lid Yehuda, this is to one you keep a meal or not. Hova Shai Chua, Shehebid Oda, Mini Bekami Kodesh, Mi Yemaki Purim, there was a Mini in many Kehillahs on Rim Kippur, Le Eis Erev, Hidi Nochi Neis Pesach Knesset Tzorek Tzorek Nila. That the Goy used to light the candles and Tzorek Tzorek Nila. Don't forget, no days, no electric lights, the candles run out. So what was, by the time you got to the Eagle, it was very dark already. So the Shai was, can a Goy come in and put the light, can he light the lights?
Is he allowed to light on Friday?
Oh, for a Moshe was going for Friday candles. Friday allowed to light lights, it burns right, that's allowed. But we're talking about on Shabbos. It's close to a minute ago, there's actually a battle mini there. One should not allow this. But Eid Lahatzah, which I'm not going to tell us on this, you can ask her to move the candles that are burning from one place to another, that you can do. But to actually light the candles, he's not very happy. I shall show. Okay, there are some few things over here. He brings over here the Urukh Shabbos that you can see from this Yehuda, it's not so simple this over here, to light the candles. So watch the Shire. Someone wants to, it's dark in the shoe. All the lights, that's a practical speaking, why happens is all the lights are off in the shoe. The person comes to shoe in Shabbos morning, it's dark. All the lights are fused. It's fused, no problem. All the guys do is put the switch back up again. Very simple thing. Can the guy do that with Shabbos? That's the question.
Yes,
can the guy, can you call a guy from the street and ask him, what's the Shai? The Shai is doing a minute after because it's a bottom, but you ask him to do an Issa Min HaTorah for you to put the lights on. So why is the Shai with Binyan's the name of the circuit? He's got the light, the flame is Mavi. Yes, Moshe.
Why didn't Hinti?
Even a hinting over here, Moshe won't help. Must have an off mitzvah. So the Shai is, what are you supposed to do?
Sorry? So if mitzvah,
so you can't do normally. This is the rest of the term. Well, so that's the thing. So over here, he says over here, it will not even allow it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down to the Yehuda, but the mice, he brings over here the Aruch HaShabbos. Yes, he showed up. The Maishnah, freight the Aruch HaShabbos, Maishnah, Maishnah, Tira, Fresh, the Mishnah Berurah, Reish, Ayin, what we looked at before, that you're allowed to ask the Melachah to do a Melachah the rice, and we should mix with the Rabbin. Why is this different, Moshe? Why is this case not on the same header?
No,
it's a mitzvah. Oh, yeah, he started with a mitzvah, he said, it's a mitzvah. He couldn't make a chalik, he says, so, rather in an era of Yitzirah, maybe only by era of Dachroim allowed it. I mean, not my rice, but you know, make sure my rabbi, no kumba seder, want to stop people doing a kumba seder, doing a carry, mamas doing an issa of carry. Mash, any bit of mitzvah thriller, maybe for not to daven, maybe that's a Shema Taisa, many of them do it. Inami, or he says that in Reish Ayin Vav, it's talking about the Eid of Snap, yeah? Which is a one-off thing, really. It's not a fair, not a normal thing to happen. Mashenkin, this is every Yom Kippur, this is much worse. So he's not happy about this in the Urukh HaShabbos. It's not clear what he allowed. So the Maisa, I must tell you, in Igros Moshe, Ramosha Feinstein, he's down over here, Ramosha Feinstein tackled his butt in this case, actually. He allowed, in the case of where a shoe is all dark, and there's no lights in it, you can't daven there. So Ramosha was mad in that case. So that's it. Here's my shirt. It's called a mitzvah to rabbin. Hits it low and off. The first one, he was allowed person to switch off their air conditioning. It was interesting actually now. The washing, let's say, it's been a chiddush to get the washing. Let's say someone said air conditioning to go on Shabbos. Shabbos morning. The weather forecast took, you know, boiling hot days, 40 degrees, the hottest day in the year. So the gabba was a good gabba. He sets the air conditioning on. The mice are gone Shabbos morning, nice and cold. You can't to shoot Shabbos morning. It looks like rain outside. Inside the shoe is freezing cold. The air conditioner is blowing. It's freezing cold. Can you get it going to switch off?
Yes.
Well, you said so Moshe is better. Moshe says that it's the same as the mitzvah rabbin. He shoves it to the mitzvah rabbin, stares the people down in the shoe. You can't damn it, it's too cold. Actually, I think he's talking about they're going to go actually. Here. But open Shemach Kriya and expanded the Knesset, disturbing the people who are down there. Actually, always do come expanded the Knesset. Knesset is like, oh, it's so cold they need shoes, some want to go out shoe. So in that case, there, a Moshe said, in that case, there's a big Sorech and a perk. You're allowed to ask a guy straight out to do it. Chaim's right, this case is better with the thing because you're switching off. Switching off past this Ramon. So you do a dare for me, that's much better. So that's I would thought much better. He's told me he's going to, and then he carries on Moshe, and Moshe says, the chain hit in the hand is a oil, she called me a mesh and a rabbi. Who are doing the shoe where people are learning and the lights have gone off, so no one can learn in the shoe because it's too dark. He allowed one to ask a goy to put the lights on in order to learn. So Moshe is going with his head to that. So you're a rabbi for a public need, you may ask a goy to do an issa deraisa. It's a chiddush act. Other achronim are not so happy about this. It brings over here. The Indian generator, Kosovo, Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Yashar, the Maisa, wasn't so happy about this actually. He held the Maisa, one should not be maker with this. The Oreh Shabbos in the story, he doesn't bring down clearly, but the Oreh Shabbos is just as Yesh La'ai. He's not matter clearly, the Oreh Shabbos. In the Maisa, if we go down, Yesh Lishon Chochom. He says it's not a clear cut. Some interesting questions over here. If someone comes to shoe, all the lights are off. What would you say if one of the lights are on? Is it better?
Yes.
Yeah, that's much better. So the Shabbos are off. That you can do remiza to a goy. In this is the raisa. But remiza to a goy, when you've got the hamor, basically then you can redo it.
Because you can read
what?
Because you can read the night.
Yeah. That's really much better. So what we're talking about, all the lights are on, you can't remiza. In that case there, that is where there is a problem. So that's what he says. The other heter of Amir Lakim from Issa Dereis is also very interesting. That's in Hilchos Mila and Shin Lamed Aleph Sivov. Also, we rely on this part of Issa here. And Shin Lamed Aleph Sivov. So the Machaber says there, the Machaber seems to be making that. The Machaber, actually, the Machaber, Shin Lamed Aleph Sivov, says everything which you can do for the Mila before Shabbos, Machshir Mila, everything you can do before Shabbos, you can do before Shabbos. In whose daughter shall also be Israel Lashes of Gatoria. Something which is also for you to do on Shabbos, for the Mila, Loy Yoma Lehud Lashes. You can't ask a goy to do it. It's quite simple, that's the rule. Normally, to ask a goy to do it, it's not allowed to be done. Ramon's adds, I'm Le'el Simon Shin Zion. He explains that there, the Ramon wants to argue. And the Ramon wants to say that in this case for Bris Mila, you could rely on the Baba Gitu. Okay. The Bala Itza is the man who says that for Issa Deraisa, you're allowed to ask a good servant. Oh, so it says the Mishnah over here, the Shomhit Ramoy, Yesh Makina, Fidu Locha Deraisa, Rebbe Yehud and Mocha Mitzvah, to ask the Goy for Mocha Mitzvah, even by the Raisa. But after the Goy Poskim Chokim, even though, as we said before, most Poskim disagree with that, for an Issa Deraisa, for a Mitzvah, you could not ask the Goy. Okay, if you could have read, which goes along, because Ochin in the Mila, with regards to Bris Mila, it's more lenient. Hamako the Stomech al Dibre Mohibsit. Actually, I must say, I didn't read this. I had the shadow once by me. I made the Bris Moksha once on Shabbos. And everything was an organizer. And then someone by mistake leaned on a light. And the light went off. And the massive room was dark. So the master walked away to me. He can't really do a Bris Mila because it's all dark.
It happens, no?
What? Well, it was quite dark. It was quite dark. Actually, he moved along to a place where there was a window. I'm just thinking now, okay, let's say there's no window there, and the Chora, you've got this Bala Itta to rely on, that for Tzorech Mila, you're allowed to ask a goy to do this advice.
So when you asked the person for the light,
I didn't know where she. I didn't know at the time. The boss said to me, "Let's go around where there's a window. Let's go around there." But that can happen. A person has everything planned beforehand. He plans everything to go for the media career. He did everything he could. Then all of a sudden, someone leans on a light switch. The light goes off, all dark. And the mice, the boy couldn't see so well. Mice, it was a window, that was okay. It was an area where there was a window, a patch of
wood.
What?
It's the conservation, anyway, it shouldn't be like it.
It's a conservation. What?
You're doing a Milo. It's dark.
No, no, my friend, we have to push off the Milo.
Huh?
Maybe you have to push it off.
So why did you push off the Milo? When you did another room?
No, it's not, it's a piece of the rice, sir. The Machaba push off the Milo.
Another room.
The Machaba hold the light.
You've got Moisifaro anyway. You got.
What?
You got Moisifaro.
You got light. You can't see. There's no moisture where you can't see.
Room. It's an art room.
No, moisture, it's not a light that goes by day.
But he could not see.
But he could, but there was light there.
I just said, if you thought
a dark room. He did it with a light.
A dark room here, and there's a tiny little candle over there burning.
Small window.
Where you can't read from, then you can't. You're going to put a light on. If there's a light on in a room, it's a very dim light, one strip of light goes, you could read there practically. Then that's called moisture by the way. But if there's not, if you can't see
there was enough light in the window.
You could see, didn't it? You did to me. So if there wouldn't happen to be, but I'll tell you, let's say there was no window there.
Nope.
Let's say it'd be dark in there, you could not see. Then the moil, according to the Machaba Pasha, the moil's push off the window.
Why?
Why?
So it's like the Etzem Mila is mut on Shabbos because, and it's also to do Mila on Shabbos, right? It's an extra head that they're allowed to be over and doing Mila on Shabbos.
Good question.
So why should it be different?
Good question. So the Machaba says, ah, shit, it's not a Shabbos.
Right.
To have a razor for the Mila is not a Shabbos. An actual Mila is not a Shabbos, not a Shabbos.
This is more than a Shabbos. Put the light in there, you can actually do the Mila.
What's called making a mic? Making a mic is also called a Shabbos. To bring in light, the same size, that's it. And Moyle realized he left his knife in the shop. That's awkward. So a mirror, that's called Mashiach
mirror.
So that's more problematic. So the light, the chayyim, the machabi, you have to
push it in the rest of the patio. You could have been outside.
Yeah, I said, in that case, it's probably called moist by the oil, and therefore you're up by the oil. It's all right. But I'm talking in a dark room where you can't see, the oil couldn't see to do the mila, then you haven't got this hetter of moist by the oil. You have to come up with this Ramah.
Yeah.
The Ramah says that when Issa the Raisa for Bris Mila, you can rely on the Bala Ito, and the Bala Ito says that Tzorech Mila, you could do an Issa the Raisa Kiddush. The Maestro, the Machab didn't hold this Issa
the Raisa. With the Ramah?
Yeah,
sorry?
With the Ramah?
No!
Before
it's as much as the Bala Ito, you can ask him straight out. For Tzorech Mitzvah, the Bala Ito hold, you can ask the person straight out, the Goy straight out. So that's what comes out of it. You have to ask the Goy to do all these things on the impress. Then there's another interesting shot. Can you ask a Goy to bring the baby?
Why can't we have the baby into the Goy? Let's say like there's a Brit on Shabbos. Who would carry the baby?
The Goy. Can you ask the Goy to bring the baby? So Mr. Bruce, there's something interesting over here. Very interesting. Mr. Bruce says that's not possible. Because if you ask the Goy to bring the baby to Shul, he's got to do it twice. Once to bring the baby to Shul, and once to take the baby back. Says the Mishnah Brewer, it's far better than carrying the kit, the moil's kit, the knife and everything there, to the house of where the baby is.
That's one way.
That's it, one way. One way traffic. That's much better. So you can see, this is a very dodgy heter, this one. You can see, we don't like to be so on this heter. It's not a matter heter to make it less. And what the Mishnah Brewer says over here, one speaks out over here. We call not from Oslo the hot dog, and there's a dirt here, Shane wherever. So you must not ask a guy to carry the baby just there. But you can't wait a place, it's much better to man him in his own house. But how they put on in morning, the bias, because she is Shinai, it's not very often. You don't take the baby out, it's too cold, so you leave the baby in the house, you do bristle in the house. So sorry, like, so I take the base of the hot dog, Shane wherever, so I'm going to show you take the baby out. Mutzai the Eni Hubi Kippin Zalekha Shusram, there's no Shusram. Come back and turn Yosef the Hubi Kismal Yeh. It's much better to bring the baby to the night. The Eni of our Tilekha the Ismal Yeh Tzorek Alcha Amil Lahat to bring the Pan Shus to Shus. And he says, Mr. Wai, Mr. Shus to Shus, he wants to be the Reis. Even when it's not a Shusram to carry the baby, it's only an Issa Drabon, Shus to Shus, it's far better to minimize Shus to Shus in Issa Drabon. That means it's a big mistake you make. People think Shus to Shus is a complete black letter. You can see quite clearly from Mishnah Brura here that one has to minimize Shus to Shus. Therefore, the Mishnah Brura says it's better to carry the baby to the knife, even when it's only Issa Drabon carrying the knife, rather than carrying the knife, rather than carrying the baby,
rather than the knife of the baby.
Yeah, you have to do it twice. If you carry
baby to the shul,
you carry the baby to the shul, you have to carry it twice. So it's far better to carry the knife to the baby.
That's the baby. Okay.
Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.